Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Diving into the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Bob, can you tell my last four lovers that 4 seconds is actually okay time-wise?
Yeah, shoot their numbers over here. We'll call them.
Yeah, and then somebody says, Dusty, I actually have the Vanna White Playboy. If you want it, the pages are clean. I don't trust it.
Do you save that? Because I still have the first one that I ever had. My mother dropped off a bunch of Playboys years ago from the 70s at my house.
Nice.
I don't know if my wife threw them away or I threw them. Somebody may have gotten rid of them. Because I'm starting to look through it, like every other ad's an ad for Newport cigarettes and stuff that, you know, like, doesn't even exist anymore. And I'm like, I thought I wanted these. I thought maybe they'd be worth something. My mother does estate sales, you know, now because she's retired and she buys stuff if she sees. So she'll call me every once in a while. Hey, they've got a George Brett this or a Don Mattingly that you want. I'm like, yeah, grab that. She goes, hey, they got Playboys from the 70s. Do you want? Yeah.
Don't forget, Divisional Round coverage is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer partner of your Kansas City Chiefs. Divisional Round, a lot of similarities when it comes to the Houston Texans side from where they were in 2019, but they're back in the exact same spot, right? Houston then had their quarterback of the future, a head coach who they think is the guy with a defense that can disrupt a quarterback, right? That's kind of like, Houston had a decent defense in 2019. They had a good defensive line. They had their quarterback in Deshaun Watson, who they thought was going to be the next future, right? It was his second full year in 2019.
Yeah.
This is C.J. Stroud's second full year as a starter, right? In that year, Deshaun won 10 games. You know how many games C.J. Stroud won this year?
11 if you count the playoffs.
Sure. But 10 games in the regular season. Again, both have their second full year. They both have their wide receiver one, Nico Collins this year. DeAndre Hopkins was then in 2019. And in those 2 years, C.J. Stroud threw 20 touchdowns this year and 12 interceptions.
It's pretty good.
In 2019, Deshaun Watson threw 26 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Hmm. This year, C.J. Stroud threw for 37-27. In that year, Deshaun Watson threw for 38-52.
So the moral of the story is somebody tell C.J. Stroud he doesn't need a massage.
Yes, if you want to go that route.
Right.
So the Houston Texans essentially are set up to do the same thing they were set up to do in that 2019 year where they were in the divisional round, right? They beat Buffalo in that first round, came to Kansas City with a lot of high aspirations. Like, hey, we just beat one of the up-and-coming teams, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, supposedly at the time was going to be the next, which he is, right?
And that's right. They beat Josh Allen that year down in Houston. Yeah. I'm visioning that game again in my mind. Yeah, that's right.
And they just beat Herbert and the Chargers. Yeah. And now they're coming to Kansas City with a little bit of hope and a little bit of, okay, this is the team. This is the franchise that we have to eventually get over in the AFC. Can they come to Arrowhead and do it? In 2019, 24-0, ended 51-27.
Right.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that it was because I don't think they scored again after the 24, right? Didn't they like blank them 51-0 or something, like go on some stupid run
right
like that? But I think the real big picture, like the 360-degree view of this whole thing, is that this is why I tell people all the time to enjoy what we have going on right now, because what you just laid out is about as good an analogy as anybody could lay out there for why you need as a Chiefs fan to be enjoying this moment, because the Texans were here at the top. They crashed and went back to the bottom, and look how hard they've had to work to get back to the top. Since Bill O'Brien was fired, David Culley's been the coach down there. Lovie Smith's been the coach down there. They've had three coaches since that guy's been fired, multiple quarterbacks throughout that time. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have just continued to matriculate on, and people still are finding ways to not enjoy what's going on here in Kansas City. That's why I think what you just laid out there is pretty much brilliant, because if you don't have a perspective now of what we're doing and how awesome this is and why it's important to enjoy every moment of this, I don't know what else to tell you, because that Houston story right there, that is real and spectacular, you know?
It's a lot of similarities, and the timeline to me is still the same. The Texans team is set for the future, but it's not now versus the Chiefs.
Right.
I think that C.J. Stroud is going to be one of those quarterbacks in the future, because I don't think he's going to get lost in the fame and the sickness that was Deshaun Watson, but I think that he is set up that franchise, and that franchise is set up to be successful.
And I think they have a better coach now, Dusty, than Bill O'Brien. And,
I don't think so.
And you know, and I don't know if that's a knock on Bill O'Brien, or that's just my love for DeMeco Ryans. Because as everybody knows, I've been a DeMeco fan since day one that they hired him down there. And I even told my friends who were Texan fans, they're going to be good right away. Okay, fine. They're good because you got a leader in there. I don't know that Bill O'Brien was that leader. I think DeMeco Ryans is that leader, but also that credible leader that players buy into, because he's just removed from playing the game. They know that he's been through everything that they're going through right now. And again, he is a leader that will get people motivated. And I don't know that Bill O'Brien was necessarily that guy.
I think Bill O'Brien was more of like a head coach, whereas I think DeMeco Ryans is like a head coach, player's coach.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Seeing how DeMeco Ryans was reacting to that game, where he was like on the field, pounding the ground, like in pure excitement, like having Will Anderson.
Did DeMeco Ryans play in this game in 2019? Or was he with San Francisco as their defensive assistant in 2019?
Honestly, I can't answer that question. I know Justin Reed and DeAndre Hopkins were on that field against the Chiefs, and Justin Reed had a big, the fumble on the punt or the, whatever it was from Dan Sorensen.
By that time, he was a linebackers coach with San Fran.
He was, So, but he's not far removed from playing, you know, for the Houston Texans. And while I don't think you need to be a former NFL player to be a good coach in this league, obviously, DeMeco Ryans does have that kind of credibility that, like, I think a lot of guys are looking for right now. And so if DeMeco's telling you to do something, you're probably going to listen a little bit more, because he was a successful player in the NFL. He did wear the C for the Houston Texans. I mean, we're not talking about a scrub player. We're talking about a legit football player for the Houston Texans, who's a legit head coach right now. I love the guy, man.
Played 9 years in the league, played 5 years with Houston, 2006 to 2011.
So the majority of his career was with the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
But the reason why the timeline is still the same is because they have their quarterback, they have their coach of the future, at least what we think at the time, and they're set up for success. The only problem is they're going to be fine. Houston's going to be fine. They play in a weak division. They should be the top dogs at division until the other teams can figure it out. Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Who even scares you in that division right now?
Nobody, honestly.
Right.
I mean,
Houston's got that thing on lockdown, don't they?
Right. Jacksonville, they got a whole lot of questions. They don't have a coach. They have a quarterback. They don't know if they can get back to like the reality that he is a quarterback of the future of a franchise. And, you know, you look at Indianapolis, I mean, maybe they can figure something out, but they're still kind of lost.
They lost to the Giants.
It is what it is. And Drew Locke, my guy. But it was Flacco. And the other thing, too, is that the thing that's still the same is that the Houston Texans are respectful. They're credible. They're a team that can be good. But they're still behind the Chiefs, because the Chiefs are still that team. And I know that was the year number one where the Chiefs went on that great run, came back from behind against the Texans, came back behind the Tennessee Titans, and came from behind against the Niners and won the Super Bowl. But the thing that still remains the same is the Chiefs are the cream of the crop. And if Houston wants to do it, they've got to show that they can. And they tried for about a quarter, and then the Chiefs took over. So again, you're still facing Mahomes. You're still facing Andy Reid. You're still coming to Arrowhead. Yes, your team is set up for the future. Yes, you have your franchise quarterback and your wide receiver one. But can you and do you have enough to continue to be that threat in the AFC? We'll find out Saturday at 3:30.
And this team that they're going to face on Saturday, Houston, is a lot better than what they saw 3 weeks ago in Kansas City. On that, you know, that Saturday before Christmas. Patrick Mahomes is healthy. DeAndre Hopkins is going to play a lot more. You're going to have the dual-headed running back system ready to rock and roll. Travis Kelce is healthy right now.
And Hollywood Brown
is back now and ready to go. And that's a big difference in this game. And, Charles Omenihu is back to full strength now. Everybody's playing much better on the defensive side of the football.
Like Joe Tooney at left tackle.
Joe Tooney at left tackle now has more experience out there. So you're talking about a Chiefs team that is better than they were less than a month ago when they played against the Houston Texans.
And that game where Tank Dell and Nico are doing their thing. now you have another corner that's back that wasn't back.
That's exactly right. And no Tank Dell, right? And that's a big deal as
well. Yeah.
I mean, I think Joe Mixon is going to be a big key to this game for Houston, as I was kind of thinking about it a little bit yesterday. Like, all right, you stop the run, you shut down Joe Mixon, you're going to give yourself a great and I know that's like elementary, nonsensical football stuff. I think Joe Mixon's a really good running back that doesn't get enough credit, man. Like, I know he's got a bad history of off-the-field stuff that he did, but as a football player, this guy's really, really good right now, and he's been a good leader down there in Houston for these guys.
Yep. They're going to take Nico, Dalton Schultz, and Joe Mixon and try to do the Chiefs formula from last year and try to let that three kind of take over. But again, the Chiefs do very well at stopping the run.
They do.
And Mixon, the one guy who knows what Kansas City's capable of. He's experienced
this. Yeah, right, because of the Bengals situation, obviously. But this is a much better team. This may be the best team that Patrick Mahomes has had from 1 to 53 going into the playoffs than maybe he's ever had before.